Hey, if you're listening to this podcast, there's one thing you can do if you like it, and that is go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And why would you want to do that? Well, hey, we'll read it. I'll actually do it in character, even if I don't do the character. You name it, I'll read it. It's that simple. Also, supporting this podcast through Patreon. It's not your duty. You don't have to do it. I'm not begging here, but if you'd like to, it helps. Well, it helps me, Tim Andrews, make a little bit of money. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. And donate. That's all you got to do. There's some great rewards. We're going to have more great rewards. They're going to be great. They're going to be huge rewards. You're going to love them. I swear.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
In 2 weeks, Georgia voters in the 6th district will have a choice to make.
Conservative Karen Handel.
Liberal John Ossoff.
Blabbity blabbity blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. Zippity bop. Zip blop blop. Blippity bop. Boop boop.
Boop. Derpity 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 derp. Y'all.
Blah blah blah.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
For the least important election of your lifetime.
At this point, what difference does it make?
When Matt told me you were gone, I didn't believe him. Or I couldn't. I had this feeling that you were still alive. And that I would see you again. And then Matt died, and you weren't even at the funeral. And that should have convinced me. But I couldn't believe the last time I saw you or talked to you was in that fucking hotel room that night I burned this fucking book.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I moved the line. Then I crossed it. I went way too far.
I'm sorry.
Wow. I got to get to Nebraska more.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that.
Senator, I'm a house.
My head was bursting with questions about the dame, the guns, the mayor, the crates filled with gold. But pizza men aren't supposed to ask those questions. We aren't supposed to get involved. Especially with a smoking lady who's burning down to the butt.
I'm a house nigga.
Maybe it was the full moon. Maybe the smell of Virginia Slims mixed with Chanel No. 5. Maybe the fact that I'd almost been killed 3 times on one delivery. Whatever it was, I started asking those questions pizza men don't ask.
I made a mistake and I was wrong.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Everybody, welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is episode 82. No seasons, just episode 82.
Hey.
Why is it episode 82? Because I have a bad memory. Also, because it's our 82nd episode, and we'll just pretend like the season 2 thing was just a bad dream, and when we woke up, episode 80 was taking a shower.
You'll be the first to say, fuck seasons.
Yeah, so here we are at episode 82. Episode 81 was my interview with Ann Wilson, which is what we put out last week.
That was good, man.
It was really good.
You connected.
I felt like a douche.
No, she liked you.
She did like you.
Yeah, well, you didn't hear the stuff I edited out.
Oh, what happened?
I didn't.
At the end, I said, have a good day. And she went, thanks, you too.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. She was really nice. That was a fun little interview.
She was very, very nice.
One thing that struck me, though, she sounded like Blue Iris, if you don't know Blue Iris from the Howard Stern show. She does. She has a deep,
you want me to
raspy.
Speaking of striking you, did you beat up her kids while she was...
Now, stop that.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't get into that. You're not allowed to talk about that.
Her kids are... Yeah.
It's not cool, man.
Was there an actual thing that says, don't bring this up?
Yeah, from the publicist.
Right.
And I wasn't going to bring it up. What do I care? I want to talk to her about the music.
Of course not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
You're a professional.
I didn't even know about it, so yeah. Me talking about it would be dumb.
You know who would have brought it up?
Who?
Larry.
Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he never would have let it go.
Exactly.
Under the right circumstances, you could probably bring it up. I don't see, you know, it's one of those things. It's out there.
Yeah.
But for our purposes,
and
for my purposes, there's no point in bringing it up. See, I wouldn't get mad at Larry if he brought it up.
Yeah, but you're right. Like, he would just keep going on it. And going.
Well, I don't know what he would do, but yeah. You
I just
know
remember
what,
some of his celebrity interviews.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, man.
We interviewed Nancy Cartwright You know, she does the voice of Bart Simpson, and she's a Scientologist.
Right.
And it never aired because he just kept saying stuff about Scientology. And she said, I, you know, don't really want to talk about this. But it kept going that way, and it devolved into a terrible, terrible interview. So he never aired it. This was back in 96 Rock around 2005 or 6.
He had a cow, man.
Yeah. She won't, the weird thing about her, she won't do Bart. She'll only say a couple of lines. Maybe they're not allowed to.
It, wasn't she, her, like, on-screen big role was the Twilight Zone movie, right?
Yeah.
Zipper Mouth.
Zipper Mouth. No, she didn't have a zipper. He
no,
just got rid
no
of
no mouth at all.
Yeah, no mouth.
Oh, that's right. No mouth.
I cut one that would make a fucking fuck hole. What? Where'd that come from?
Who was that?
I don't know.
Somebody
I'm tired of
that. The studio.
Been moving a lot.
Has a lot going on.
How's the new crib?
Jeez.
The new crib is great. I don't have any flyers, anti-Karen Handel flyers in our neighborhood with jizz all over her face.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Somebody who likes John Ossoff made or doesn't like Karen Handel made these. Okay, for people who don't live in Georgia, which we have not very many, but some, there is a congressional race going on. The current secretary of something and something, Health and Human Services, is Tom Price. It's his old seat here in Georgia. District 6, and the campaign, it's a runoff election between Karen Handel, the Republican, and the Democrat, John Ossoff. Now, I've just moved into this district, but the funny little thing is I can't vote because I'm not registered. So neither myself nor
Ossoff.
John Ossoff can vote.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, fuck it. So you're out.
Somebody in Roswell went around and put all these flyers around, and there's like they put this jizz on her face. Like they made it look like jizz. I just like saying jizz.
I see that.
Then something said, I love sucking fascist dicks. I don't know.
Oh, good God.
And then there's a small dick, tiny dick for tiny hands.
Oh, for Trumpito?
Yeah. And if people had a brain, they would go back and look. She didn't support Donald Trump.
It's like a fifth grader's version of, you know, let's fuck
so around. One news company in Atlanta got a copy of it.
Is Roswell District 6?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, District 6 is weird.
So
it goes
Eric,
from...
Eric can vote for...
He can. It goes from East Cobb all the way over to DeKalb County. It's a weird gerrymandered district to make sure that Republicans kept their majority. You know? So,
I mean, he's going to vote for Karen just because he knows her. And
I guess if he goes to vote.
Fan of the show.
You know, there's an early voting center around the block from me, but I'm not going to early vote because early voting is stupid.
Well, none of it makes a fuck anyway.
I hate early voting.
Why?
A week at the most. Why?
I like convenience.
Voting isn't about convenience. Voting is about doing your duty.
All right, but...
I can't make it to election day.
Well, there was a lot of times where I was like, fuck, I really don't think I'm going to be able to vote.
I know.
I just got too much going on.
The government should make it a mandatory holiday.
I have never early voted, but I'm glad that they do offer it in case I need to.
Just a chance so people without cars can get they can get vanfuls of losers to the polls and vote.
I'm one of those losers. I have a car, though.
You have a car.
Yeah, that's true.
You have an option.
I like standing in line at my local grade school with all of the riffraff.
And all the invalid old people who were, skew over there.
I like to get in there and get the fuck out of there. I voted. Done.
Fill this form out.
I want my stupid sticker so I can go to work and act like I'm better than everybody.
Jeff, you used to volunteer in a polling place every week, didn't
you?
Not every week, but every election.
Yeah.
I could see him in there. Well, Jeff, dumbass. What the fuck are you doing? Get over here with the car.
You need to fill this out.
Yeah. Are you registered or not?
All right.
Now we just have to look up the person's name and then give them the ballot and then count them at the end. That was the pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You had to count them by hand.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Jeff threw out all these votes for Bush. And
I was here to say, I bet Jeff rigged a lot of shit. Yeah.
That's how Clinton won Pennsylvania.
Steph, is Ossoff a good-looking guy?
I don't
know. I
know
he's like a little wiry,
scrawny little fuck.
I don't know. He's very, I don't know, he's inanimate.
He likes Star Wars. A guy who likes Star Wars can't be all
that bad. I think he's a handsome
man. You think he's a handsome man?
I mean,
he's no Trudeau.
Trudeau. Guy's an asshole. If you're ever bored and you want to watch a terrible politician, watch Parliament. They all yell at him and he just says the same thing over and over again. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, enough of this shit.
I don't pay attention to American politics. I have no time for paying attention to anything going on in Canada.
You mean you don't sit for hours and watch? Anyway, I do that. I have no life.
You have a life now.
Yeah, I moved to a house. We have a yard. We also have, I saw a brown recluse in the bathtub the other night, and it scared me, and then I stepped on it.
They have those in Midtown too.
You got your have you got your bug people on it? I mean, I got bug people. They come out every 4 months.
I don't have bug people.
Shit doesn't work.
The hell it doesn't. Let me tell you something. We bought our house 13 years ago. A fucking spider came out of my closet the size of
Well, giant spider isn't a bad spider. A little brown recluse that'll.
It was
you.
One of those wolf spiders, and it like
but they're not poisonous.
It went back on its legs and hissed at me.
It didn't hiss.
It hissed.
They don't hiss.
It hissed.
Come on, get out of town.
It was frightening. It was That's frightening. Yeah, we placed the call spider. The next day.
Oh my god!
And there was dead spiders everywhere after that.
No, we got insulation done today because the insulation in the house was all ratty, and there were squirrels shitting up there.
Did you do underneath too, or just the top?
Just this, because we have a completed basement
nice.
That needs to be finished. So
Look
what I'm
going
to do eventually is paint the walls and paint the floors.
Oh, yeah. Tim Cave.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
Tim's going to be renting out rooms in the basement, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, got to put a glory hole down there so I can make extra money.
This sounds like a torture chamber
from the floor on the top.
Yeah, nah, I'm just going to put a piece of drywall in there, cut a hole around it.
You're just going to lay on your stomach?
No, I'm going to stand up. No, Neil, masking tape. Around it, and just write, you know, put an arrow to the hole. Insert cock here.
Tim's gonna start an Airbnb.
Yeah. So it'll be, you know, 30, 40 bucks a pop, depending on the size.
All right, I'm in.
Is this gonna be in a Craigslist casual encounter? You just show up at this address?
Yeah. No African Americans under 40.
Oh my god.
No, that's what all the hooker ads say. Yeah, I know, but that's what all the hooker ads say. If you look at them to laugh, they all say that on the bottom because they're all racist.
Oh wow.
Actually,
about to laugh, you mean masturbate?
Yeah. Man, if I had money. So yeah, it's nice out there. I like living in the suburbs. That suburb.
How long does it take you to get to work?
20 minutes.
Really? That's not bad.
No, it's not
that's
too
not
bad.
Bad at all.
I left too early today, so I got here too early. So I'm trying to gauge how to do it, and getting back's easy. It's just you know, it's pretty simple.
I mean, once you get that 9 o'clock gig, you're gonna be fucked.
Huh?
I said, once you get that 9 a.m. gig, you're gonna be fucked.
What 9 a.m. gig?
I'm saying if you come in, I have to come in at 9 a.m.
Well, sometimes we have to fill in, but I just get here early and then sleep on the couch.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You're gonna have to.
That's what Eric was doing the whole couple of years. Years. Months. Jesus.
It was barely months
fucking
even
brain
now.
Dead.
6 weeks? Jeez.
Yeah. So there's that. We have a lot of stuff to do there. If we want to get it all finished, I want to hire goats to come eat all the ivy.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
Yeah, we have a giant backyard.
Can you just go to an Australian wedding and steal the goat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it has to have Mardi Gras beads.
Yes, and then get caught in a fence.
You thought she was going to hump the goat, didn't you?
I thought she was going to blow it.
I thought she was going to sacrifice it.
So we're pivoting now. We're pivoting to leftovers.
You want to do that already?
I'm going to tell you that I'm going to hire the goats, and they're going to eat all the ivy. And there's tons of poison ivy out back.
They do that over by our. You seen the goats over by our place? They put a fence up over there by the backside of the cemetery.
Yeah.
And they'll just let the goats go to
I know.
Town.
It's called Get Your Goat.
It's a service.
It is. Yeah. It's called Get Your Goat right here in Georgia.
I know.
So.
That's pretty cool.
Have you seen that place on your way to someplace going to North Georgia? Or I don't know where the fuck you're going, but that Goats on the Roof place?
No.
Oh, I heard of it. It's like a tourist thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's goats on the roof. Yeah. You feed them. That's it. That's the end of it.
All right. Speaking of goats, The Leftovers. The season finale was last night.
Series finale.
Did you watch it, Ira?
I did.
What'd you guys think?
I'm satisfied. Uh-huh. I wasn't like blown out of the water by it. I wasn't depressed by it. I don't know. I thought it was a decent ending. Of course, it left a zillion things on... Unanswered.
Like, how come those people died and where did they went?
Right.
Where they went?
However, I liked her whole little story that she went, you know, but it was
she
like,
had a hairy,
what about this?
Hairy bush, huh?
She knew. Well, Jeff called the episode The Bush of Nora.
I thought it was, that's what I said. Did we time travel into the past? Because, my God, that's like from the 70s.
I know. We're going to see that on Fargo next week.
It's like, fuck, again?
Yes.
She's a hippie chick, man.
Well, any other thoughts?
Well, why don't you guys go? Because I always forget everything.
Steph?
You know?
I just, I definitely believed her.
Yeah.
We've always, you know, Kevin and his dad and all the other ones, I never truly believed that they saw what they said that they saw, you know, that he was the Messiah or any of that kind of shit. Nora has always been the debunker. She's always been the one that was like, this is bullshit. So when she sat there and she told that story that she went through and this is what she saw, I believed her.
Mm-hmm.
So I did actually believe that this is what happened to these people.
Sure.
That the universe somehow split in half, or not in half, but a portion of these people went to another dimension. Absolutely.
So that makes sense, and it makes sense why she came back and everything, but why? So she found the guy, you know, to build another transporter.
Why wouldn't more people come back?
Exactly.
Well, maybe they
like it. Maybe they have.
Maybe they have, and then maybe they don't want to. Maybe they like it that there's only a few people there. I mean, who knows?
I know, but
I'd be okay with that.
More people than just her must have wanted to come back.
Sure.
Yeah, but they didn't have access to the guy with the nuclear bomb or whatever.
Well, now
he can
start advertising over there.
Well, maybe he didn't want to do it. Maybe he only did it for her because she bugged the shit out of him about it. Who knows? He just did it for her, and that was it.
And then, why does Kevin care so much about finding her? I get it.
He loves her.
He does, but I don't know. I didn't feel like he would do something like that, like wander the earth for how many years do you think it was? 20?
20.
About 20 years?
Yeah, maybe 10.
They aged him very well.
10?
Her, not so much.
No, because she was only playing like a 38-year-old, so no, I would say it's been like 20, maybe even 25.
No, they were in their 50s. They weren't in their 60s.
All right, then their 50s, at least 20. Yeah. Okay. 20.
I thought he looked great.
Yeah.
They did good with
I still would have banged her great long-haired, gray-haired ass.
He's stupid.
He really looked good. Like, he looked that age. You know?
Yeah, he did. And they gave a good reason, too, for his possible pretend deaths that he had, is that he's had a heart condition his whole life that had never been diagnosed. So a lot of times when you thought he was dead, it was from that heart condition.
But didn't he go to the other side when he was dead?
Did he? Or was this just him?
Yeah, but they shot him in the stomach and he didn't die. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
And he put the bag on his head and the whole thing.
So I got it.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to bring up one more thing. Is Lori is alive?
Lori is alive. So yes, I thought for sure she had definitely killed herself, but she didn't.
So
that was cool. I was glad that she didn't kill herself.
I'm glad, but that episode doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Why?
Because that seemed right at the end of that other episode where you thought she killed herself.
Right.
But it does make sense because, you know, the whole point of her doing that was so that her kids wouldn't know that she had killed herself, right?
Right.
So if she would have done it then after she talked to her daughter, they would have known that she killed herself.
Okay.
So then it wouldn't have made any sense to do it.
Maybe she killed herself and came back.
Wait,
doesn't make any sense. What do you think of it, Jeff?
That was pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, I had a bunch of questions. Like,
did you feel let down, like Lost?
No.
Not as bad as Lost.
I didn't either. It wasn't as bad as Lost.
No. I mean, there was a lot of like, what about this guy? What about that guy? What about Kevin's dad? And what, you know.
I was kind of screwing around and bad-mouthing it a little bit on the Eric Von Hessler podcast, or the Von Hessler Doctrine podcast this morning, and I got a text from Lisa Krause.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, you're so wrong. The Leftovers totally stuck the landing.
Stuck the landing. Yeah. I get it. That's a gymnastics term.
You're just out of your element, Donnie, because you didn't watch season two. So I wrote back.
Didn't watch season two?
No. I wrote back, I want to know why it happened, not feel sappy for Kevin and the Harry Bush lady. How dare you speak ill of the great Nora Durst? Why does it matter? It's the story of people living through it and beyond. And I wrote back, blah, blah, blah. And then she wrote, Harry Bush or not, she looked hot.
She looked pretty good.
And I wrote back, true.
I like that whole little machine with the filling up with the water.
Yeah.
That was a killer scene. It was just like, I was on the edge of my seat for that one.
Yeah, that was really
good. It's hard for me, like on this show and also on The Walking Dead, I want to know how it started. I know you're not supposed to, but I want to know.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what makes it a good show. If you didn't want to know, then you wouldn't care.
Okay.
I don't know. Of course, you're always going to want it to be more than it was, but I definitely didn't walk away from it being like, what the fuck?
She better get an Emmy nomination or win an Emmy.
Definitely.
Did she win last time?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Nope.
Yeah, she definitely, at least if not for that, for Fargo.
Oh my God, yes.
Speaking of which, the last episode of Fargo, we haven't talked about
pivoting.
It in a while.
Yeah.
All right, are we all caught up?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Good episode.
Amazing, yeah. Last two episodes.
It's
incredible.
Progressively getting better and better
each
week, I'd say.
Who was it? DJ Qualls?
Yeah.
What was his deal?
Don't know.
Hitman.
Now, who's he work for? Do you think he's working for?
Fargo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry.
It's a pretty interesting show this season. I mean, it started off slow and weird and everything, but it's reaching a good end.
Yeah.
Well, just in the whole beginning part of it, you know, where they show her and the other chick cop, they find the body, and immediately start the whole investigation. And the chief, they still don't want to believe.
Don't you think they're overplaying the men won't listen to women thing? I mean, it's not the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, they are. And this is harkens back to season one because she went through the same shit in season one.
Well, St. Paul isn't a small town.
Yeah, I guess. I was thinking of just like small town Minnesota shit, you know, with the guys like, rawr.
Yeah.
But I love the scene when they went to the Bear's Den restaurant and he just immediately, you know, how he is with the widow Goldfarb.
Yeah.
And the whole conversation is so awkward and terrible. And then when Winnie shows up and he just immediately, I don't know. he checked the girlfriend. She must have killed him. And she's like, I didn't even say he was killed.
Yeah, right.
I mean, she was
here all night. Yeah. See?
She didn't say anything to him. And he goes, I've been here all day.
Yeah.
And the like, been here all night and the like. And see?
Like when that kid we went to junior high with and he stole that chocolate milk.
He stole two milks.
He stole chocolate milks and then the
principal went up to him.
Well, the principal just walked into the lunchroom and he stood up and opened his coat like, I didn't do anything.
Oh, but at the beginning, what about Varga opening up all of his Christmas
gifts?
That
was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a piece of shit.
And they never address that, which is great. It's just like a character study scene, you know?
I love Mary McDonnell, so anything she's in.
Yeah,
for
and
the
I'm,
most part.
I'm assuming because they ended that scene with Winnie coming over to her, asking her questions, that she's obviously going to tell him her, you know, he just got here, so no, he hasn't been here since 6 o'clock.
Or she may cover for him and use it as leverage to get the company.
To get a good
Very
deal
true.
On the company.
Whatever, she has to hurry up and get back into space because Captain Adama is looking for her.
Yeah, who is it? What is she from?
She's been from a lot of things.
I know.
Battlestar Galactica.
See, I didn't watch that.
She was stands with the fist in Dances with Wolves.
Kicking Bird.
Yes.
Kicking Bird.
Kicking Bird. John
stands with the fist.
Done. was she Kicking Bird or stands with the fist? No, Kicking Bird was the guy.
Yeah, she was stands with the fist. But I just always remember her saying that Kicking Bird.
Kicking Bird.
And she was so burnished, you know. She had the
that's my only
the,
problem with
the
that movie.
Swept.
It's one of the most beautifully shot films ever made. Dances with Wolves. I've watched the extended version more times than I can count because it's just beautiful and I love it and I love the solitary life that he's leading, except for the Indians. But then the one thing that fucks it all up is that he finds this group of Indians and his love interest is the white chick.
Right. It's like, come on.
Unlike Little Big Man, where not only does Dustin Hoffman get to bang Sunshine, his Indian girlfriend, whatever, but her three sisters, and he knocks all of them up. Of course, they all get murdered at the Ouachita River Massacre, but that's a different story.
Not everybody gets to be a Little Big Man.
I love Little Big Man. That's my favorite Native American. That's my favorite, like, crypto.
What about Pocahontas? All right. Well,
it's an animated movie. I haven't had any children, so.
What about Young Guns?
That
sucks. And that's a good movie to go see in high school like Jeff and I did, but I mean, you're going to, hey, Young Guns is on. I'm going to watch it. Navajo. No, The Unforgiven.
No, that's
Unforgiven.
Tombstone.
Are we just talking about Westerns or Westerns with Native Americans?
No, we're just talking.
Oh.
Well, let's not forget it. Back to Fargo, though, real quick.
Fargo. I was here all night, see?
And the breakdown that he has on Cy in the car.
Yeah.
And he's like, and Cy's like, okay, so let me get this straight. I just totally crashed a multi-million dollar
Took millions and made it thousands.
for your leptard brother and his stupid skank girlfriend.
That was a great scene.
Yeah, and it finally dawned on him, okay, yes, I would not do this to me.
Right.
Duh.
And I love that when he goes in with his wife and she's like, what's wrong? And he's like, the world.
The world. <loses it.
laughs> I mean, it was so perfect. I loved that.
But the best, and I was talking to these guys about it, was when she ends up on the bus and she sits down to Mr. Wrench. On the bus.
Yes.
And I didn't know their names.
And that was so great. We haven't seen Mr. Wrench since, well, mostly since season one when
I don't know who that is.
Malvo let him live.
Mm-hmm.
In season one, Mr. Wrench and Mr. Numbers, Adam Goldberg, they were after Malvo.
Okay.
So Malvo kills Mr. Numbers, and Mr. Wrench is deaf. And he's in the hospital and he's handcuffed or whatever. He lets Mr. Wrench live and he tells him, you guys were the closest to ever killing me. And because of that, I'm going to let you live. So he lets Mr. Wrench live. And at the end of season two of Fargo, which is set before season one, set back in the 70s, we get to meet Mr. Wrench and Mr. Numbers when they're kids.
Ah.
Hansi sees them at the ball
field.
Yeah,
yeah,
and Hansi is grooming them from children to be in the mob.
Nice.
So that they're tying all three seasons together like that.
God, what was it?
So that's what I was wondering. Is Mr. Wrench there? Was he on the bus planted to be there to kill Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
Or is Mr. Wrench going to help save her because he has nothing to do with the fucking wolf head guy and Yuri and...
Yuri.
How about Yuri in the library?
I know!
Yeah.
You're going to pick up your gun and leave.
Go ahead. Get it.
Go ahead. It's around the corner.
Yeah. Wasn't that so No Country for Old Men?
Yeah, it was very, very tense.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, and it was also first season... Like when Colin Hanks stops Malvo, he's like, how about you just, I'm going to roll my window back up and you're going to remember this night as the night you, lived to go back to your daughter. See ya.
But I love the fact that it's a police station and a library, that they share the same space.
Yeah.
Library's closed.
You can't do that, sir.
You're not supposed to be here.
So they ended with Nikki passed out and the wolf's coming on the bus, so...
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. How many episodes are left? Can't be that many.
Yeah, three?
Maybe two or three.
Two or three. So I got caught up on those two shows. Yeah. I am Nat
Rich. I'm not watching Gods, so...
Well, I'm behind on American Gods. I
watched the last week's episode. Last week's episode was so good. It was one of the best ones yet.
What was last week's again?
Jeff.
I'm trying to remember what last week was, the one that we hated, wasn't it?
The one that, the microphone.
The one that
Dead
was
Wife.
Slow.
No, I didn't know. That was the week before you guys hated that one. Last week was Dead Wife.
Yes, this past Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the leprechaun and the wife
hooked
up with the taxi driver and they're driving around.
Yeah. Okay, I'm behind. Yeah. I haven't seen that one or this one. So I'm 2 weeks behind it, which means I'm critically close to dropping it.
It's actually getting really good.
I know. I just don't have time. I'll get
There's
caught
only up. Two left.
Okay, I'll be able to do that. But you guys can talk.
No.
All right. You ain't going to spoil it then.
Skip.
Was there any more penis?
No, but Swearingen killed Arnie Becker.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
No. Spoiler alert. Well.
All you LA Law fans.
That's what
fans.
We do here. We spoil shit all day long.
I'm not going to spoil House of Cards, but I'll get to that in a little bit. Jeff, you got here on this sheet.
The sheet?
Burger boxes. What is this all about?
Yeah, what's that? And why am I supposed to be mad?
Well,
start at the beginning.
Are we supposed to be doing a live commercial for them?
Not right now, but we're getting our burger boxes this week.
Okay.
And then our link is live, so we could start tweeting it and stuff and telling people about it. And
we have a link?
Well, what is it? I don't even know what it is.
It's like one of those Blue Apron type deals where it's like a subscription kind of thing, and you get a burger and french fries and macaroni and cheese.
Have you seen these things? These are amazing.
Yeah, no. Like all kinds of different.
Oh, hell yeah.
The pizza fries.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's why I was mad, because me, Tim, and Steph are all getting one this week.
Yeah.
And we didn't get you one.
Well, whatever.
It's not we didn't get you one. Jeff is spearheaded this whole campaign.
All right, all right.
I'll share mine with you if you want.
All right. Yeah, Ira, you go over to Jeff's. Jeff will do the fixings for you. All right. Go to BurgaBox. That's BurgaBox.com. BurgaBox.com/pages/labyrinth. And we'll put this on Facebook and Twitter so you don't have to type everything in, you lazy bastard. Go to the page. The splash page is a big logo of Radio Labyrinth that says, "Welcome, Radio Labyrinth fans. Heard about Burger Box? Come to try it? Well, you're in luck. Right now, for a limited time only, we're giving away a $45 trial box so you can try a Burger Box at a discount price. This deal won't last. It can't. We're actually losing money on it." And then they entice you with these gigantic, delicious-looking... I got the one with the bacon and the macaroni and cheese on it.
Oh, my God.
We all three got different stuff.
Yeah, so we can, after we eat them, we can talk about it. I guess
maybe it's good I'm not getting one of these.
No, dude, you're going to want one. I guarantee it.
I guarantee it.
So, Jeff, how did you do this? How did you find this and tell us the story?
I saw the Burger Box online.
Yeah.
Because I've ordered stuff from similar places like Gold Belly and stuff in the past, so I think I get all the targeted advertising on Facebook.
Right.
And I saw these burger boxes and I said, "Hey, Steph."
He did.
You're into burgers. Why don't you
you're a burger girl.
Hit these people up and see if they'll sponsor our podcast.
And she said, "You do it."
And she said, The entire time I worked at CarMax, I only sold one car.
I sold nine cars in six months.
That sounds good. I don't think I would have reacted the same way if I knew it was nine cars. 4%?
That $9,000 you made doing that?
Yeah, you're funny. This was CarMax.
Oh, I don't know what they...
It's like the fucking Sam's Club of cars. Oh. Yeah. No, you get a set fee. Here's your $250.
Oh, nice job, asshole.
Yeah.
Sold a fucking car. Anyway, continue, Jeff. Sorry.
So I took it upon myself to email the guy, and I said, hey, we're a podcast out of Atlanta, and I sent him, you know, the link to our Audio Boom page.
Yeah.
And they said, well, that's really cool. We're in Boston, and we're a small company, and we're looking to possibly get into advertising on podcasts and forth and whatnot. So they set
and
up
what
this
have
link.
You? In the like.
They offered to send us a box, and then I talked him into sending three boxes. I probably could have gone for four. But
yeah, you like that?
Haul.
They were going to send us one box to try it out, and I was going to send it to Steph because Steph's the burger expert.
Burger queen.
That's cool.
That was very sweet of Jeff.
But I said, you know, hey, there's three main hosts, and then there's one regular
part-time
host.
Douchebag. Yeah. That's what he said.
Right. Whether he shows up or not.
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. So I miss out on the perks. Whatever.
All right.
So anyway, what they've done is they're sending all us a box, and we're going to eat them this week probably and then talk about them next week. But they gave us that link to start sharing around and, you know, judge the engagement or whatever. I don't mm-hmm. know what the official marketing term is.
So they're
going
to judge how many people click and
right,
they're
going to see how many people hit the link. And
so you radios go and get your boxes.
It's a really sweet
so
deal.
We can show them.
$20 off, which is a really good deal.
Now, these burger boxes, they come in a box. Everything is separated so you can make your own burger. You got all the ingredients and everything is all natural and delicious. You got macaroni and cheese. You got fries. You got all sorts of fixings. Just go to the website. It is BurgaBox. That's burgabox.com/pages/labyrinth. And again, this will be in our social media, so check it out. You get yourself a $45 trial box. It's an exclusive offer. Normally, it's $65.
And it feeds to the box.
Yeah, you get two burgers, and you get, you know, for everybody. So the wife and I will be eating it, and we'll give our dogs whatever we don't eat.
And is it like 100% certified Angus beef?
Yes.
Yeah, all the beef looked really good, and all the fixings looked really good, and the macaroni and cheeses looked really good. Huh.
The macaroni and what?
There's like macaroni and cheeses.
Cheeses.
There are so many different
not
kinds
just one
of macaroni
cheese.
And cheese.
I hope that we can get a commercial.
God, yes. That would be so sweet.
I mean, we don't get 1 million downloads a week like, you know, Ira Glass.
We don't ask our radios for anything. So if they want to help us out, really hit this link hard.
Yeah. And
maybe order one.
Share it.
Stuff.
Share it.
Yeah.
Send it to your people.
Tell everybody.
People at work. Yeah, man.
Everybody's got that crazy burger friend that loves the burgers.
If I would have had this at my house Saturday night, I wouldn't have had to trek out to Crystal and commit a jihad
please.
On my body.
Steph.
I did that the other day. There's a Kentucky.
Next time, call me.
There's a Kentucky
I'll
Fried
talk
Chicken.
You down.
There's a KFC / Taco Bell around the corner for me. And by the way, Tucker has some good restaurants, you know. KFC excluded. And I wanted to try that new kicken sandwich or whatever.
Yeah.
And I had horrible heartburn all night from that.
I thought you were going to say diarrhea.
No. It was tasty, but it just messed me up. There's an awesome pizza place. I think it's called Shakey's Pizza.
Shakey's Pizza, like Steve Martin used to make fun of?
What?
Not Shakey's Pizza.
That was in License to Drive, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's called Stoney's or something. I don't remember. There's a pizza place.
Banjo and he's like, hey, welcome to Shakey's Pizza.
I don't remember that. Yeah. But it's good. It's a good pizza place. There's a Poppy's if you like Cuban food. There's a Poppy's in Midtown.
Oh, yeah. We got Poppy's by my job.
Oh, that place
good
is awesome,
stuff,
right?
Yeah.
And we went to Los Hermanos, which is...
I love Los Hermanos.
Awesome fucking... Yeah. But it's different living in the suburbs than it is living in Midtown. I will say...
Oh, yeah.
It's less noisy. And the Atlanta Gas and Light people aren't out all day digging up the pipes and replacing them. And
how are your neighbors? You got neighbors?
We have neighbors, but we have so much spacing in between our homes that it's fantastic. You never hardly hear them.
Nice.
And we have lots of trees around. On our, you know, we have just tons of trees and a lot of ivy that I want, like I said, those goats to eat.
Yeah.
Why not goats? You know, get the goats out there. You know, scare the dogs.
I hear the schools are good in the area. You might need that eventually.
Schools are good. We're near Tucker High. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you're going to homeschool them.
not going to homeschool them. No. And you never know what's going to happen. You know, I did the old into a jar over the weekend.
I wasn't sure if you were talking about that or not.
I'm not going to talk too much about it. I can talk about me. I'm not going to disgrace my wife.
No, I'm sure she would
people
not
doing,
care
do it all day long.
People do
day.
Do that. I mean, there were a lot of people there that day.
I personally know a good amount of people.
And, you know, things were looking up in that direction.
Did they give you a video? Did you have a magazine?
There was no video. They had a TV monitor in there. I turned it on. It said input wrong. Or...
he said, and well, I'm like, on my own.
I felt like I was in one of those adult bookstore booths as I'm switching the channels and nothing's coming up. So it really wasn't like that because you ever been in an adult booth, Steph?
You touched things in there?
Sure have.
Well, yeah, you bring a napkin so you can change the thing.
I use my elbow.
Yeah, elbow or finger. Right,
these are techniques. I'm going to so write these down.
You got to go through. They have like 20 movies playing at the same time and you click.
At least not. At least 17 of them are not for you.
No, you got to run through the gauntlet of gay porn. How did we get on this topic?
You brought us here.
I don't know how.
I asked you, did they give you a video or a magazine like they show you in movies?
They had Playboys in a magazine rack, right by the chair.
Okay.
And then
Playboy doesn't have nude women.
There. Nah, they were old ones.
Wasn't like you didn't pick.
And they
like,
do
in,
have
you didn't
they
pick like Indigenous Monthly or anything.
No. And then they had that little chair you sit in, and they had the little table with the lotion on it. And I'm a dry guy. I do it dry.
Shut up. I'm a dry guy.
I like to get
I'm
it over
a
with
dry
and,
guy.
And cry.
I'm a dry guy.
So you got to train yourself to, you know, so, able to do things on the run.
And then the other thing is, you know, I don't do that a lot anymore. And so
what?
I really don't. And so I had
such
to.
Such a fucking bullshitter.
No, I'm not a bullshitter, and this will explain why. Okay. I had to prime the pump. So a couple days beforehand, I was like, I better do this. I got out all the old shit, had a nice fresh crop of white pearly semen.
My God.
And
my God.
But it was high quality. It was high quality stuff.
You say that.
And then the first question they ask you when you walk out, did any not get in the jar? Anyway, yeah, so anyway, the Playboys didn't work, so I just had to use my imagination and my phone.
Why did the Playboys not work?
Because it's Playboy.
So?
Yeah, you're never going to fuck them.
I had to do that once, and I
got over
I
Playboy
had to use
in
Maxim.
The 80s. Maxim?
Why wouldn't you just look at porn on your phone?
That's what I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Traps. Training porn.
You can't use your imagination. I can use my imagination.
Not in a room where there's people outside walking by.
Hey, I'm like a Marine
not me.
Man. I'm trained for this stuff.
Not dry guy.
Not dry
not
guy.
Dry guy.
Dry guy needs stimulation to get his 46-year-old
dry
floppy.
Dry guy.
I got like a... 3/4 of the way hard enough to get the jizz out.
Oh, my God.
And
I love this show.
Well, okay.
This is the only show out of Tim's 12 shows that he can really just, you know, get dry like this.
Yeah. Dry? I'm dry guy.
You can't get Shaney talking like this?
No. We do in between the breaks. So I you know, when you walk out with the jar... And they go, did any not make it into the jar? And I said, well, yeah, some of it didn't. And the guy goes,
control yourself.
The guy goes, what happened? I said, well, there's a couple drops on the floor in there. And he goes, well, that's okay. Well, we have to ask because that's usually the highest concentration of quality semen.
What? The
one squeegee that up?
No.
Wait, how
I
how
left it on the floor.
No, I mean, they have to go squeegee it up.
Just what? I imagine they go in there. They had a Mexican guy walks down with a mop.
Why do you have to be Mexican?
Because.
He was Mexican.
Because he used to work at Insurrection, and now he works at the... Anyway.
You saw him at Insurrection?
The clinic. Anyway.
It's a clinic.
Wait, how does he know that the drop on the floor has the highest concentration of spermies?
Because when you ejaculate,
yes.
The majority of the sperms at the beginning, the highest concentration is at the first...
How did he know that you didn't get the pre-stuff in
he
the
He didn't.
Drop?
He just... okay, we're done. I already feel bad enough talking
this
about
is what
it.
I was saying. How did he know this wasn't some slosh that sloshed out?
So the real question is, when you were licking it off the carpet, did you get a bunch of fibers?
No, because it was linoleum.
Wow.
Oh. Hmm.
Or marble, or I don't know. It wasn't marble.
Let's keep talking about this.
Tile. All right. Pulling it all back from my disgusting
sure.
thing.
Hey, congratulations. Yeah. You're going to be a dad.
Okay.
I'm really, really excited about it. So that's
so this could
thing.
Be this could,
be,
could
yeah.
be a little Tim. Or yeah. it could be seven Tims.
Could cool. be. It won't be. It'll
it might be.
One.
Could be seven of them.
Could be 12.
That's the gamble you take when
could
you do
40.
This business.
Well, anyway, one or 12 or seven or three. Give them all love.
Man, you are living the American dream.
That's right.
You get hitched, you buy a house, you're having kids.
Yep. Got a good wife. That's what my thing is.
You do got a good wife.
She keeps me straightened out.
She laughs at your stupid jokes.
Amen.
Not all of them. Not all of them. Not even close. Sometimes I get it. Jesus Christ, what are you talking about?
She doesn't listen to this, does she?
No.
No.
Did you watch?
I mean, my wife doesn't.
No, my husband doesn't.
Did you watch Justin Bieber together on the London concert?
No. When was that?
Shut your mouth.
It was Sunday.
Don't you make fun of him?
No, we watched House of Cards.
Yeah.
So anyway, all grossness aside, I'm very, very happy and proud of my wife for being a trooper, because you got to do an awful lot of prep work for this to work.
Oh yeah.
And she has to endure an awful lot of shots.
And it's expensive. Yes.
And still the biggest prick in her life is me, so thank you very much.
It is a big deal. You really got to want it.
You do.
You know, I would have had to go down the same avenue that you guys are going through. Didn't want to do it. Didn't want it.
Hmm. Right.
So.
Okay, Jeff brought up the Bieber thing. You watched it.
Just because you said she didn't laugh at your jokes, and that's like a big bone of contention between you two, because you pulled that Bieber scam on her.
Oh, no. Oh, God, yes. Now I get it. Yeah, we didn't watch the Bieber thing.
I forgot about that whole thing. Now it makes sense, yes.
She was the reporter from the local station that got duped and was very upset.
Yes.
And then one day we're walking in one of our first or second dates, and I'm like, oh, it's the greatest stunt ever. And she's like, that was mean.
Well, wait, I thought.
What?
But that's how you started
I didn't know her then.
Just coincidentally.
It's coincidence.
On the back end.
Yeah, but I thought you knew it.
Huh?
I thought you knew that was her on the Bieber.
No,
thing.
I didn't know. Not until I met her. Oh. And she told me after I laughed about how great it was. I was bragging.
I thought it went down a different way. Look, I don't keep tabs on your
life. Little so-and-so.
You little so-and-so. All right. So how was the Bieber thing?
I thought it was great. I really didn't mean to watch it. I was just...
Now, this is the Ariana Grande...
The Manchester thing.
Manchester concert. Yeah. I didn't watch it.
See, I was surprised you didn't watch it. I figured your kids would want to watch it or something like that.
Well, they might have, but I...
What time was it on? It was like on.
It was on like 2:30, 2 o'clock or whatever. I just happened to be
in the morning.
No, in the afternoon.
Oh.
Which day? Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, because you know they're.
Oh, it was live in England.
Right, because they're ahead of us over there. So over there, it was like 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, I feel bad for those people.
It was. Like I said, I had no intentions of watching it. I was just on Twitter, and they were like, "Ah, it's on now," and I just put it on, and then I got sucked into it.
Yeah.
It was really good, and it was very, very genuine, and all of the performances were good. I don't care about any of these people. I don't listen to any of their music. You know, you hear it at Publix or wherever the hell, the dentist
Publix?
Office. I mean, whatever the hell. This is the party of Break Free. You know, you just hear her damn songs wherever, Miley Cyrus and shit like that. But
right.
They were, every single one of them that came out, they were all very heartfelt. You could see what it meant to those people.
Right.
That's what got me. I fucking cried through this whole goddamn thing. And I was like, stop crying. Jesus, why are you crying so much? But it really got to me.
Why were their performances that bad?
Huh. No, they were excellent. Even Bieber, even that little shit Bieber, he came out there with his guitar.
Just want everybody to know that it's bad.
It was good.
Hurt people and blow up concerts.
He was really good.
He seemed pretty sincere.
He was very sincere.
Hopefully he'll turn his shit around and stuff.
He could. He's extremely talented. Yeah. But he's still a little, you know, he's still a kid. Right. He's always been a kid.
He started hanging out with that wrong crowd. That's what happened there.
Yeah.
I could see that. But she, you know, all the shit that she took.
He gets more pussy than a Chinese restaurant.
But all the shit that Ariana Grande took from so many people after this happened.
Who was giving her shit?
Like that Milo Yiannopoulos fuckface.
What did he do?
He said that she was an asshole for not coming out and saying that this was terrorist and like she should take some extreme position about terrorism.
I like Milo Yiannopoulos, but he's wrong about that because it's not her job to call out anything like that. Her job is to
heal
and help her fans heal, and she did a good job of it. I don't like Ariana Grande's music at all.
Yeah.
I say she's rude things about her looks.
I like her.
She's very pretty.
She has a great voice.
Great voice.
But she's very talented, okay? I'm 46. I don't need to listen to that kind of music.
Right.
But anyway, that's none of that matters, is that this was a horrible thing that happened to her. She didn't ask for it, and she did a very nice thing in coming back. And all those young people who were there and were doing it, they're doing the right thing. But to go after her, because she has in the past said stupid things, like she was looking at those donuts and like, oh, I hate Americans. But she was saying
she was
Americans,
like 19 years old.
Right.
I mean, Jesus.
Yeah. And then she said, I wish all my fans would die, but she was kidding. You know, just because Twitter, everything just sticks around. It's not like that. Dumbass Kathy Griffin, who knew exactly what she was doing and deserves everything she's getting.
Yeah.
I don't know if she deserves everything she's getting.
I do. She deserves to lose those jobs. She knew what she was doing.
I think her apology was sincere.
I don't. What apology? The one that she made on Instagram?
The one right away that
where
she
Yeah, where she's trying to get ahead of it.
I think she knew she fucked up.
I know she did.
For real.
She didn't apologize to the president.
She didn't.
Which is why it kept going, and which is why his dumbass sons kept talking about it.
No, she wouldn't apologize to the president because that wouldn't be sincere. Because she doesn't
How come
it.
Nobody blames the photographer, though? How come they're only going after her?
Because nobody knows who that is.
He brought that head to the photo
shoot. She could have said, no, that's a little too extreme.
She got caught up in his thing because he's some world-renowned blah, blah, and she got caught up
in
it.
He's an artiste.
Yeah, and she thought that it was going to be whatever, but
a good point, though. I hadn't heard anybody mention that. What about what about her manager? What about all these people that could have prevented her from doing it?
Yeah.
They're like, no,
there
go
had to be
it.
Like 50 people on that set, and
but she should have apologized to the president, and she should have just made it quick. I'm sorry to the people who were upset with me, and to her fans, and to all the people that were yelling at her. That's where that apology was directed, to get ahead of it. And then she signs up with Gloria Allred's daughter, Lisa Bloom.
See, everything since that first apology, I'm not on board.
You should have just let it go. Yeah. I'm sorry. Stay off of social media for a couple of days. Everything just disappears.
Yeah, but she's got to get back in there. Yeah, just lay low.
And the reason that people go after these guys, like her and then the Bill Maher thing over the weekend, is you get people on the right, that on Twitter, the alt-right people and whatever, they go after them hard now because of all the people that have been fired in the past for saying non-politically correct things about liberals. So people lose their jobs, and then everybody acts like assholes now. Everybody, both sides, acting like assholes.
Well, it's also karma, too, because if you recall, Kathy made a huge stink whenever she was on Fashion Police about Juliana Rancic, about her saying that girl Zendaya, whenever she had the dreadlocks, she said something about her, what was she smoking weed or something before, just because she's black and she had dreadlocks or whatever. So she quit Fashion Police over that and made such a huge deal out of it and made it out like Juliana Rancic was racist and all this other shit and caused this big shitstorm. So, fucking shit, what goes around comes around. But so I don't know.
And now I don't think that it should affect her livelihood, but it is. And it's because of the era that we live in. And you need to be aware of that. I support free speech. Holding that thing up didn't bother me. I'm not so upset by it. I'm like, oh, no, my Emperor Trump has been maligned.
No, it was ignorant. It was stupid.
It was just stupid. It wasn't
very
funny.
Stupid.
It wasn't funny.
See, no, I think it was more disrespectful for the Americans that actually got beheaded.
That's what it brings up for me.
Yeah.
The ISIS,
it's just those
people,
images. Yeah. It was just the worst thing ever that happened to our people over there.
Like,
come on, you're going to mock that?
And Bill Maher, when he said on Friday night, when he said he was a House N-word.
Yeah.
And, he was talking to that Ben Sasse from Nebraska, the senator, a younger senator, Republican guy, but they're having a genial conversation. And then Bill Maher said what he said. He was making a joke. And if you understand the context of the joke, you understand what he was talking about. Now, should he be fired? Hell no.
He did have the A on the end, too.
No, he said ER.
I thought he had the A.
No, they've had audio people determine that. They really have. And
that's sad.
I know. So, but I don't think he should be fired. And HBO issued a statement, well, blah, 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 we're sorry, blah, blah, it's terrible. And then, what if they show Django Unchained right after that movie, or The Wire, where it's said over and over and over again, or Pulp Fiction? So why is it okay for that in artistic context, but a little itty-bitty joke?
I don't know.
Where he's making fun of himself for being a lazy, spoiled, to-the-manner-born type of fellow.
I don't think he should get anything for it. As I was saying earlier, though,
it go.
Yeah, but that word is just not in my vocabulary. When I don't know,
it should be.
I shouldn't get into it.
I feel like I have my office mate is a black woman, and her and I were pretty much on par with most things. She came in this morning and we were talking about it, and she said, and I agree with her, that it should just be stricken from all vocabularies. It should be.
If you want it to go away,
exactly. And she said, I really feel like it's crap. It's in every rap song, and it's like this whole thing about it's okay, we can say it, but then if you say it, we're gonna flip out, and it's like a whole thing. She goes, it's a shitty word that should just not be said at all. It should just be dropped. Period.
That local reporter for 11 Alive here in Atlanta that tweeted that. To some guy, there's a whole story, you can Google it, just Google N-word 11 Alive. She got fired for making a joke. because some guy tweeted, I'm looking for one of you Enna's in the media to reply to me. She goes, I'm one of those Enna's.
Oh, no.
And then he laughed and said, okay. And then he looked at her Twitter feed, found out she was white, and then all of a sudden he was hurt by it.
What?
Yeah. And she loses her job. She got fired. Now, she was an older reporter.
When was this?
Probably being pushed out anyway, a couple of weeks ago, or
really?
A month ago. Yeah.
Shit. The
poor lady's a cancer survivor. Got fired for that bullshit.
I mean, well, the attacks that Killer Mike endured yesterday on Twitter was fucking ridiculous.
Well, he's a killer. Why should I feel sorry for Killer Mike?
Oh, shut up. Killer Mike is Atlanta royalty.
Yeah, I know. What did he do? I don't know the story.
He's been on Bill Maher several times. You know, he's on tour. He's over in, I think he's in.
Why is a guy named Killer Mike, a rapper from Atlanta, on Bill Maher all the time? Is he some sort of.
He stumped for Bernie all last year.
Okay.
And you know, he opened for Bernie. He did a lot of shows for him.
Here's Killer
like
Mike.
That. Killer Mike is. You need to be woke, Tim. You need to get to know Killer Mike. He's the other half of Run the Jewels. Anyway. So he has been on Bill. He's a very smart man. So people immediately tweeted him and were like, oh, you've been on their show many times. What do you have to say about this? And then they told him what Bill said. He said, I think it's hilarious. No matter what color the comedian is, it's a funny joke.
Oh.
He got attacked.
By?
You name it. And all day and all night, still today, you can look at his Twitter today. This is all he's been doing is responding to people. Oh, and this is what he says to everybody. He's like, are you banking in a black bank? Are you buying black? Do you have this? Blah, blah, blah. Are you doing any of these things? Then shut the fuck up. Leave me alone.
Nice.
You know what the fuck you're talking about. It was like, Bill's not a racist. And I defend Bill's right to say whatever stupid shit he wants to say. It's his fucking business.
And that is the truth. He's not a racist.
Yeah, he's not a racist.
Words aren't racist. People are.
He's not a racist. I feel like he got way too comfortable because he sleeps with primarily women outside of his race, maybe. And maybe he just thought it was okay. He could just say it. I think maybe that
you don't like that. You don't like it.
There's no justification.
I just don't think
he bangs models.
Yeah,
but they're mostly black.
Are they?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Well, good for him.
Bill has not been with a white woman in probably 30 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so I think Bill thinks that because of that he could say it. And I've seen this happen in my own personal life with people and people at work, and it never goes well. It never goes well. No. Just because you're white and you have black kids, you're not black. So
anybody in media, you could even say that it was an okay joke and it was fun and it was right off the cuff and it was quick.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're on the radio, on TV, wherever, you should just have yourself trained that word just does not come out of your mouth,
exactly.
Matter what.
I think he just slipped up. He knew. I think he was hoping that it was just going to fly into the radar and it'd be okay, but then immediately afterwards,
I don't think
he's like,
should get punished
shit.
For it, but I think you should know just not to use that word in any context ever when
so
you're
weird,
on the air.
Because listening to Howard Stern in the early 90s, he had people on his show saying that word all the time in humorous context. You know, there was Marge Schott was the owner of the Cincinnati Reds, and Billy West did a impression of her. As like, and there's one bit that they did right before Christmas where he had Billy West pretending to be Marge Schott apologizing to black people. And it's a 20, 30-minute segment with him just saying that over and over again and insulting everybody, Jews, Asians, Indians, you know. But it was funny because they're making fun of her and making fun of her ridiculousness. And
that's your context.
It is, but you can't do that anymore,
right.
For sure.
You just in any context, just don't use it.
I can guarantee you that a big part of what is going wrong right now is people look at pictures of the current administration, this entire panel of uncooked biscuits, and that is what fuels a lot of people's anger, and they have no tolerance
uncooked
at all.
Biscuits.
What do you mean uncooked biscuits?
You know what I mean.
White people?
You know what I mean. They're the whitest people I've ever seen. I mean, they're blinding.
Come
they're
on, we needed one more chance before the country's lost forever.
I mean, but that's what it looks like. It's the last hold of whitey. I mean, and then
great white hope.
Exactly. And then you got like Ben Carson up in the corner, like floating in the distance.
They have me here because I'm a scientist.
And surgeon,
being poor is a choice.
Hey, what's with that picture on your wall, sir, of you being Jesus and everything?
Don't ask about that. I was really high when I ordered that.
Yeah, but I'm really curious about the genesis of that.
So am I, actually.
Right?
Yeah, there is a thing there. It is definitely. You can look at that and objectively say, this is the last gasp of white America.
Yeah.
Because they're mostly all baby boomers.
I mean, in the Bush presidency, you had Colin Powell. You had Condoleezza Rice. I mean, there was some mixtures.
You also had Alberto Gonzalez, the first Hispanic man to ever be, or whatever, I don't know, Latin American, to be, you know, the head of the Justice Department.
That's what I'm saying. He had a
now
much
we got a big-eared
more...
Southern douchebag who doesn't like weed.
And it's not only that. It's not just that. It's that they're all fucking billionaires. They're all rich
draining
pricks.
The swamp means getting rid of millionaires and replacing them
with
billionaires.
Fucking billionaires.
I don't Rex. Care how much money they make. I just as long as they're, you know.
I do care how much money they make, Ira.
Why?
Because it's like, what is their interest
good
in being
people
there?
That are
because are these good people?
Maybe not these guys.
That's
but...
what I'm saying. Yeah, these aren't all Elon Musk's
well, that's,
up here. Yeah,
that's
okay?
what I'm talking about.
I just want to say that I had a lot of millionaires.
He had a lot of billionaires.
Hillary Clinton and her husband, they were
right,
very wealthy.
I have never said that they are stalwarts of anything, either one of them.
Finally happening with them, Democrats are saying, "Would you just go away, you wrinkled up old cunt?"
She should. Hey, I blame her for everything.
Yes.
She's the whole reason that he's in there is because she's such a piece of shit.
All right, let's stop talking
about
politics.
What about you, Bill?
Huh?
What about you, Bill?
She is a withered up old hag. I don't want to say the C word. I'll get in trouble for saying the C word.
I think I think you should come back.
I would love to,
get
but I can't. I can't run again. It's all done.
It's all right. Do something else.
What am I going to do? I like Donald Trump. I voted for him.
Be Secretary of
Getting Down. I want to go to that glory
Cigars.
Hole that Tim Andrews is going to build his house. Quote the Jerky Boys, hole's a hole as long as there's a little heat in there. I don't give a fuck.
But they're all dry. These are all dry holes in your house.
Glad to hear you're a Jerky Boys fan, sir.
Huh?
I said, I'm glad to hear you're a Jerky Boys fan.
I love them. All right.
All right.
Johnny Brennan put out a picture of the Jerky Boys hat that's for sale on his Facebook page. I was the first one to comment. I wrote, do you smell bacon?
What did he write?
Smell bacon. He just liked it.
Oh, okay.
What, I just thought it was funny.
Why does he? What is it? A hat? It just says.
Yeah, it's like the Jerky Boys logo. On
oh,
it.
Okay. He needs to do some more content.
Yeah.
I loved his. Wait, he was doing a podcast for a minute, and then he just stopped. Everything he starts, he stops doing.
I know. That's. What
I think
happened?
He's one of those guys that, and I've heard this before, that when he gets a taste of success, it makes him a little.
That's like me.
NC.
I've never had a success.
All right. So, let's see. We've got a little bit left, a little time left here. What else you guys want to talk about?
You got all those news stories.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them look pretty good. No? Yes? No?
Sure.
We always do this. There's like always news and then we never read it.
Why don't we bust through some stories?
You set up a wonderful show here. We should do it.
Well, I didn't put them. I didn't know we were actually going to do them this time.
Did
I thought
you
we were
print
just. I thought we were just going to put them in. No, not really.
No, then don't worry about
let's
it.
Let's just do headlines and talk about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
what do you like? I didn't read all these, so are you familiar with all this shit?
They canceled that TNT M. Night Shyamalan Tales from the Crypt reboot.
Why?
I don't know. Too expensive? I don't know. TNT doesn't rain.
Let's just do the headlines. We don't know
why.
Okay,
we'll just do that. That's
fair. We don't know.
That's fair enough.
Because maybe it was kind of dumb. I don't know.
It's a legal mess. Apparently, they can't get the rights to the Crypt Keeper or something. I don't
what?
Know.
What?
Maria Shriver isn't available?
Oh, come on. Brutal.
People don't know who that
they
is.
Could so just
it's completely legal
like
mess,
a sound
unfortunately.
Like
very complicated underlying rights structure, blah, blah, blah.
Just call it something else.
Mm-hmm. But I did see the Mr. Met dude flipping everybody off. What was that about?
Who's Mr. Met? The baseball mascot?
Yeah. Why was he flipping everybody off?
I don't know why he was mad, but there was a photograph of him flipping people off.
I heard about that. That's funny shit.
I watched the video of him doing it when he was going down the thing.
Yeah,
I think people were harassing him in the crowd, and he was like, fuck you. And they said,
this is from ESPN.
We're sewing your fingers together, sir.
This is from ESPN. The New York Mets apologized Wednesday night after their mascot, Mr. Met, made an obscene gesture at fans at Citi Field during the team's 7-1 loss to the Brewers. Video on social media showed Mr. Met walking down a tunnel at the ballpark, turning around and giving the middle finger to fans. It was unclear what, if anything, the fans said to the mascot before he made the gesture. Quote, we apologize for the inappropriate action of this employee, the Mets later said in a statement posted to their Twitter account. We do not condone this type of behavior. We are dealing with this matter internally, close quote. A Mets official told the AP more than one person wears the Mr. Met costume during each season, and the person who wore it Wednesday night will not work in the costume again, you think?
He looks like the mascot that got me kicked out of that Elmira Pioneers game that one time.
Oh, when you were shining the laser pointer at him?
Nice, Jack. You were one of those guys?
What was his name?
Stitches.
Stitches, yeah. Stitches, the single-A single-A Boston Red Sox mascot.
Oh, Jeff, you put this story in here. I was so excited about this, but, and then I thought this was really, like, we were going to see a movie out of this, but it looks like they're just doing it for a benefit that Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas are getting back together and doing a McKenzie Brothers.
Yes, and it's being hosted by Martin Short.
Well, what is
it? I would love to go to
this. It's a benefit for Dave Thomas's niece or something. Like, she's got some illness and they're raising money for it. So, you know, Rick Moranis has not done anything since his wife died 20-some years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You can read interviews with him. He just doesn't want to. And
I get it.
He does voiceover work still.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
No more Honey, I Shrunk
Kids. He doesn't want to act. Hmm.
I loved the McKenzie Brothers.
So did I.
Me too.
I had the album. I loved the movie.
I watched SCTV when I was a little kid.
Yeah, whenever that would come on,
I would get so jacked. And but the movie, I watched it so many times, that damn dog drinking the beer.
I wanted to be a Canadian so bad.
I like the movie, and it has fond memories, but it doesn't hold up.
It's stupid. It's horrible. No. It's not a good movie, but it was great at the time.
My favorite line in the whole movie, I think Jeff knows. You know what my favorite line is?
And no point in steering now, eh?
Yep. No, man, you steer this thing. No point in steering now, eh?
Go. Well, did you see yesterday where Dan Aykroyd just completely said that the whole reason the Ghostbusters reboot failed was Paul Feig's fault?
Yeah, I read the article, and people are saying that he's full of shit.
Yeah.
Well, he's full of shit like he said.
Well, go ahead and say it.
No, I mean, that's pretty much what I think, too, is that he is full of shit, that the movie itself was just crap.
Yeah.
It wasn't Paul Feig's fault, totally.
If Aykroyd said he had scenes written that he suggested that they shoot, and then Paul Feig didn't shoot those and then decided to just ignore all Dan Aykroyd's advice, then
well, then I'm with
Aykroyd. He's right, yeah.
But you're saying other people are saying that he's full of shit, that did not happen?
Yeah.
You're real nice to him, eh? Okay. This is the hit single section of our album.
Good day.
Geddy Lee is here from Rush. Hi, Geddy. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, Geddy?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Good day, eh?
Good day. Thanks for coming down to do
is that
our
really
hit.
Geddy in
well,
it?
Well, it's my pleasure.
You've never heard this song?
Did our lawyer call you?
Yeah.
Put on. Oh, don't say anything.
Okay.
Right. This is where the DJ talks.
Don't say anything, okay? You've never heard this?
Okay.
It was kind of a hit. 1981.
Christmas song they did. That was it.
Oh, beauty. Okay. Good day. Welcome to our single. I'm
Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug. Okay.
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, everyone. This record was my idea.
Get out. It was. You're lying. No. Posehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, right?
Yeah. Okay. We agreed to say that, but...
Take off.
To the day I'm gone. Take off.
No, I never heard that.
Beauty way to go.
Oh, God. I played that so much that my mom would
really?
Get, yeah, my mom would freak out. I played it over and over again.
Soothing sounds of Geddy.
Geddy Lee.
I just heard the Christmas stuff that they did.
And a beer.
And a beer in a tree.
And a beer in a tree. Five French toasts.
Toasts, yeah.
wait, what was it?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Five
it?
Pounds of back bacon. Four something something. Three French toasts. Two turtlenecks. And a beer.
In a tree.
Oh.
You just may remember something, though, that was a Canadian thing, that whole SCTV and whatever. A couple episodes back of The Leftovers, when she was talking about that video that her mom, the Today's Special video.
Uh-huh.
I used to watch Today's Special. That was like a little thing that only aired up in Michigan, like in Canada or whatever. It was the little kids show. Did you know what I'm talking about on the leftovers?
No.
You didn't watch that episode?
No, I watched the episode. I just don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what they were
talking
about.
Jill was telling her, whenever she was in the boat, whenever she was about to kill herself, and she told her, that video that you got from the garage sale when I was a kid, and I used to drive you crazy, and I used to make you watch it all the time.
Yeah.
And she's like, what was it called? And she said, Today's Special.
Yes.
And I used to watch the hell out of that show. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, Today's Special. I haven't thought about that in ages.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a beauty way to go.
Hello. Hello.
Is this the Redbox
show?
How's it going, guys?
Hey,
it's going
sir.
Great.
Oh, God. Who are you voting for in the Georgia 6th District? I can't vote. I don't live there. But
there's no red boxes in the
Whoever can
sixth
fit
district?
Through the hole.
I'm not an American citizen. I can't vote.
He's a red box citizen.
That's why I don't like Donald Trump. I'm not going back to my country.
What country is that?
Trollvania. I don't know what it's called. It's far away.
Trollsylvania.
They built a wall around your box.
Oh. Sounds like my ex-wife.
Around your box.
I don't have a box. I got a nub. And now you know why I have a nub, because Redbox Troll is divorced. So there's some new movies out in the Redbox this week, isn't there?
Let's hear some synopses.
What is out this week?
Yeah, I don't know. You tell me, and I'll give you the synopsis.
I have heard. Okay, so I was wondering. I'm afraid it's going to make me cry, though. This movie, A Dog's Purpose. What is that about?
A Dog's Purpose, rated R. A Dog's Purpose. A Dog's Purpose is to provide love and affection to its master. Such was the case with Dougie the Dalmatian until he was hit by a radioactive tick. turning him into Tick Dog. 2 hours of the most gut-wrenching violence and bestiality ever captured on film.
Is it bestiality?
Some of it even real. You'll have to decide that for yourself. Starring Dougie the Dalmatian, Seth Rogen, and Beyonce. Rated R.
Oh, okay. Well,
that sounds good. I'm getting that. I don't need any more. That's what I'm getting.
This made me not want it now. So what about The Shack?
Starring Bill Cosby in his last role before his career crashed into the ether. But not the ether he used to anesthetize his rape victim. Bill Cosby stars as Darnell Jones, a finishing school janitor with a gimpy leg and a penchant for rape. Watch out, Hot Girls Modeling Academy. He's got a tool set, a creaky cot, and gallons upon gallons of knockout gas. For God's sake, don't go near The Shack. Rated R!
So it's not about Shaquille O'Neal.
No.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to get that one for my kids.
This toe.
What about, I don't know, you still have sold me. How about the Great Wall?
In a world where America wasn't great, one man stood up for the silent majority and single-handedly built a cinder block wall around the nation. It's the true story of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and his drive to save American lettuce picking jobs from the top of Maine to San Diego.
This came out quick.
Rated G.
Oh, gee.
Gee.
He wants kids
I'll take
to
the
see
kids,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, take the kids to see how great America could be.
Starring Kathy Griffin.
That one sounds awesome. Yeah, are there beheaded? Are there any beheadings?
There's
in
lots
this?
Of beheadings in the shack.
In the shack?
Are there any N-words?
No.
Thrown about?
Yeah, I don't like that word.
Oh, what is the N-word?
Nosebleed.
Nosebleed. He doesn't like nosebleed.
Speaking of which,
it gets
have
very
a tampon.
Dry in there.
Do I have a tampon?
I bleed a lot out of my nose.
Oh, he needs to stick them up there.
That's your...
Use pads.
That's this week in movies in the red box.
Oh, thanks. Right.
Thank you
Troll.
So much.
And there goes our chance of getting any sort of sponsorship.
I was going to say, no more Burger Box.
I didn't want to mention who they were around that, but go ahead.
They're a hip company.
Yes.
I think they would appreciate.
Sure they are. We talk about rape and bestiality on this
RBT.
All right, I'm leaving now. Goodbye.
Bye, Trolley.
Hey, people that eat burgers are, you know.
Everyone likes
into
burgers.
This type of humor.
Yes, that's
Did
right.
You get it?
That's right.
We like burgers and fries.
So we like burgers.
Mac and cheese.
We have no control over what that troll says.
We don't. He just shows up and, you know.
Views expressed by the troll may not necessarily be the views of Radio Labyrinth.
No, exactly. But what I would say is that the troll probably loves burgers and macaroni cheese and fries.
He does, but he gets them all at Kroger.
Does he got a little hot plate in there?
No, he eats it raw, all of it.
He mixes
raw burger meat with dry Kraft macaroni and cheese.
That's how he keeps cool.
And Orida oven fresh French fries. It's delicious. You guys want to do some staff picks?
I do.
Stephanie, what's your staff dick pic this week?
Okay. Mine is the season 2 of Flaked. It dropped Friday on Netflix.
Okay. What's Flaked?
Flaked is...
That Will Arnett.
Yeah. Deal. Yeah. If you... You liked Californication, right?
I did.
Okay, so think of Flaked as like Californication, but not nearly as depraved. Or, you know, it takes place in Venice.
Okay.
So it's got that whole vibe about it. You know, it's like a little melodrama or whatever. I love it just because there's a lot of twists and turns. If you watch season one, I'm not even going to tell you what happens. You think that it's going one way, and it banks left on you two or three different times. And it has a really big reveal at the end of season one that you don't see coming, for sure.
All right.
So season two, we pick up right at the end of that, and him kind of working his way through what happened at the end of season one. So you definitely got to watch season one. You can't just like fall into it or whatever.
Okay.
Has a great little indie rock soundtrack to it. The one guy, David Sullivan, that plays Dennis, he's great. George Basil is on it. He plays the same guy. He plays pretty much the same character he plays on Crashing as Leaf.
Okay.
And the same character that he plays on Wrecked as the dude on there. He's always this goofy stoner guy. And Robert Wisdom, Bunny from The Wire.
Okay.
Plays a cop on here. You know, not a stretch for him or whatever, but it's really good. And my other one is... we were talking about it not that long ago. We were saying that there's no more Headbangers Ball.
Right.
Right.
And I just happened to be stumbling along MTV Classic. And I guess Metal Mayhem started on MTV Classic back in the fall, and I missed it.
Who's the host?
No host. That's what makes it so awesome. It's just videos. That's all they do.
Sebastian Bach was hosting it. That would
some
be cool.
New. Some new. They'll throw on some Mastodon. You know, they'll throw on some current stuff here and there. But for the most part,
it's not like hair stuff. It's like Maiden. Hey.
Oh, there's a lot of hair shit.
Speaking
too.
Of Mastodon, Bill Kelleher from Mastodon gets his haircut at Mary Todd.
Why do those guys get their haircut?
Huh?
I said, why do those guys get their haircut?
What guys?
The Mastodon guys.
I don't know. He's got short hair.
They're one of like the few true like real metal bands still out there doing it.
There's
you know,
a lot that you just don't know.
But you don't ever hear about. But they're like popular or whatever. What I liked about what I love about Metal AM is you guys just said it. There's no host. There's no Ricky Rackman. None of
there's
that
no
dumb
Jim,
shit.
Jim Florentine.
Adam
None
Curry
of that crap. No, it's just video after video. And it's all, they go from the early 80s, late 70s, all the way up till recent. So you get to see all the goofy shit. And they play a lot of videos that I never saw. They played the Danzig Mother video.
Mother!
But not the one where he's in concert. That's the one that I always saw.
Yeah.
Right.
There was another one?
This black and white one where he looks like Hecubus from the Kids in the Hall. It's
Evil! Evil!
And then they played Pantera. They did the Cemetery Gates video where it was like
I remember that.
Just sunny day, so let's go. We're happy and I'll meet you. Not that one.
But they played like clips from the Demon Knight movie. Did you remember that shit? That they had Demon Knight?
They played Halloween?
Halloween has been on there. I mean, you can't think of any. I've sat there for hours watching this shit. Just hours and hours of it. Just getting completely trashed and watching Metal Mayhem.
Except Balls to the Wall
except.
Video.
Yes, they have played just set a recording for Metal Mayhem. That and 90s Nation. That's another one.
Put your balls
set a recording
the wall.
For 90s Nation. There's
What channel is MTV Classics?
It's in the two somethings.
So it's not
three somethings.
It's not an HD channel?
Yeah, it's an HD channel.
Okay.
I think.
Videos, of course, wouldn't be an HD.
Maybe it is. I think it is. But anyway, it's a good time. And, you know, nobody likes to live in the present because it's a horrible, sad state of affairs. Except for you, because you're going to start a family and you're going to fix everything.
Yeah.
But the rest of us, we like to live in the past.
I'm going to have my son grow up to marry one of Ira's daughters.
Fuck that.
Jeffrey?
I was going to watch it this weekend. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm still going to recommend it. Sarah Silverman. Netflix special. It's called Speck of Dust.
Mm-hmm.
I went to watch it, but I ended up watching all the rest of season one of Love and most of season two.
Isn't that a dirty show?
No, there's some side boob, but
yeah. So
that's enough for me.
Jeff texts me. He berates me, one, for not selling the show harder to him, because then he fell in love with it, and I told him to watch the film. Then he berates me for that there's no tits in it.
Okay.
What about Naked and Afraid? You got to bring up that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Ira to use his connections to...
to get you on it?
No. There was a girl on Naked and Afraid a couple weeks ago. totally beautiful. And I said, Ira, you know those people that do the blurring over there at where we...
Because my wife does some of the promos.
We used to record at the place where they do the blurring on the Naked and Afraid. They blur the boobs.
They're
blur
the best blur guy in the world.
Yeah, so I said, Ira, get on the horn and
get some raw footage of that show.
Get some of this unblurred footage.
Ira's old lady,
she's a
blur babe.
I'll tell my wife to get on that right away.
That's hilarious. Get it.
Am I on what?
Huh?
Who, me?
What, are you on what?
No, is he done?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Go ahead, Ira.
You're looking at me. I'm like, am I on?
Is
this
thing
on?
What's your staff dick pic? What's your staff dip 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 dick
pic? I think Steph had brought this up on the show previously. Is that right? The I'm dying up here?
You brought it up.
Yeah, but it wasn't a pic. Yeah, I just brought it up. But
I wasn't sure if we were on air, if we were talking about it.
We were looking forward to it because it was, you know, starting in like a month or something last time we talked about it.
It's called I'm dying up here.
Yeah.
It's Showtime.
What was the name of that show? That was about rock music.
Roadies.
No, Bobby Valentine, is that his name? The Italian actor?
Oh, Vinyl.
Vinyl. What's that guy's name?
Bobby Cannavale.
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 Cannavale. Something like that. Whatever. Is this show the equivalent to that?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, way overdone and...
No.
No, you know what? It's done well.
Are they real comedians?
It's 1973.
Well, that's the thing. It's a real book, and it's like based on... what's her name? The woman.
Shore. Polly Shore's
mom.
Mitzi.
Mitzi Shore. Yeah.
At
the comedy
store. It's based on her at the Comedy Store, and it's like the real book is about like Letterman and Robin Williams and Jimmy Walker.
But are some of those characters that are in the show, are they representing
real
comedians?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think it's blurring it. Yeah.
It's like an amalgamation.
The show is totally fictionalized, which I think is good because then you're not going, oh, my God, that guy's supposed to be Letterman.
Yeah.
Or that guy's supposed to be
Robin
Williams.
I think certain people are supposed to be.
Right. But
like Al Madrigal's playing a guy that's like Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah. Or Freddie Prinze. Yeah. And Johnny Carson is on it. And he's supposed to be. And it's that guy from.
Yeah. Who's that actor?
The guy from those movies.
Oh yeah, that guy.
No, you'd know him if I saw him.
Rich Little.
No,
the guy from those movies.
We talked about that movie all the time because.
Anyway.
What movie?
The movie where the kid comes and the dog eats it at the end.
Oh, Happiness.
Disappeared. Happiness. Okay.
But the guy that's in all those movies with that guy that he plays Johnny Carson.
Which guy? There's a lot of people in that movie.
I know who he's talking about. I just don't know the guy's name. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Wait, I want to know.
He's not even a big part of this freaking show.
So, but they have a guy playing Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the beginning of this one,
Dylan Baker. Dylan Baker. He's the dude from.
I know.
Playing Trains and Automobiles.
Yeah.
The train don't go to.
Still Bill.
Listen to your hog or cattle. Yeah, okay.
Dylan Baker.
Well, anyway, I enjoyed it. I mean, the whole vintage vibe, you know, the 1970s, they have it down really well. I mean, it looks incredible.
I watched that first episode. I loved it. I thought it was really good.
We watched it too. We liked it.
The writing is good.
W.R.L. Brown is going to be in it. I don't know how many episodes he's going to be on.
He'll get killed.
Yeah.
Melissa Leo is fantastic.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Always.
She's
great.
That blonde. Right,
she's a club owner.
Who's the blonde? The blonde chick.
She kind of looks like Drea De Matteo a little bit.
No, the younger one, the blonde
with
comedian.
With the schnoz.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
she looks like a young Drea De Matteo.
I remember her from The Sopranos. She was Meadows' roommate at NYU. Yeah.
Huh.
I think she kind of looks like Courtney Love.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she was. She was also in a phone sex movie.
Oh yeah.
That came out a couple years ago.
Aria Gaynor.
Yeah.
She was Caitlin Rucker on The Sopranos.
Yeah, she
Let's
was.
Say she was in.
She's the girl that couldn't handle. She was an alcoholic and she had to be on and abuse and stuff.
Oh, wow. She was really young back then.
Yeah.
So there's only been one episode so far, right?
Yeah. She was on Fringe.
That show sucked.
I never watched that.
Oh, she
does a voice on American Dad.
Oh. Well, I love the two dudes that moved there from Boston. Those guys are great.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it.
They're very funny.
Yeah,
so the season hasn't started yet, or is it?
No, it's just
first
started
episode.
On Sunday, yeah.
Okay. And so what, it's every Sunday? So should there be another one from last night?
No, they only showed one last night.
But wait, I feel like I watched it Saturday.
You could watch it on demand.
It's been on demand for two weeks.
Oh, yeah. I see. All right, well, it's on Showtime, so...
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to be watching it, though, you guys, because I had like a free Showtime preview. I may be pulling an Autumn on this one because I've got so much shit.
Autumn who?
Autumn from Von Hessler.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I may be pulling up because I've got like 50 subscriptions to everything. Right. I can't pay $13 for another fucking
thing. Scars.
No, yeah, because American Ash vs. Evil Dead will be back
and then,
soon.
Yeah, Ash vs. Evil Dead will be on in October. Okay.
No.
Alternate.
No.
You're going to give up Showtime? Come on. No, you gotta watch this with me. Come on.
Torrent cough.
I don't know. We'll have to see what I don't know. We'll see. I may end up doing it.
Are you guys ready for my staff dick?
Yes.
Yeah, do it.
All right. House of Cards, season 6. Already binged watched the whole thing.
The entire thing already?
It was 5.
No, season 6. It was pretty interesting. It was pretty interesting.
So is that the last one they're doing, or they're going to keep going?
I think they're going to do another season. Do you want me to spoil it? I'm not going to spoil it. You got to watch it.
All right.
Does somebody knock over the House of Cards? I need to know that.
Yes.
The cards get knocked over.
It was like that episode of The Brady Bunch.
I think that you have been seeing this. If you've been paying attention, yes. If you've been paying attention to the series and you're a fan of it and you've been watching it, the entire time this has been the trajectory of the show.
Oh, really?
When you reach the end of the season, you will look back and you'll go, uh-huh, I get it. And there's some way out in left field type of shit here. In fact, we're living in an era where House of Cards is pretty tame, even though they do a lot of crazy shit. So I won't spoil it. He is running for president. The one thing I'll tell you is that they work it. He's going to lose, and they work it to the point of preventing that from happening and throwing the election to the House of Representatives, which hasn't happened since the 1820s or some shit. So. Sorry about that.
No.
So if you like it, watch it. If you don't. Start from the beginning if you've never seen it. Kevin Spacey's great. What's Her Ass is great. Sean
Robin
Penn's ex-wife. Robin Wright.
Robin
Wright is great in this. Everybody's great in it. Do yourself a favor and watch it.
Yeah, I didn't finish the previous season, and only because I just forgot. Like, I stopped watching it. I was like, oh, yeah, I never finished that.
We binged it in 2.5 days.
All right.
That's pretty. I don't do that anymore, but
I did that with the first couple seasons of that show, sure.
Caitlin and I don't watch a lot of shows together. This is one of the few, and so it was cool that we
could
chill.
How many episodes is it?
12, I think.
12 hours? You did in 2 days?
Two and a half, yeah.
Wow.
I think it's 12. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
You had some takeout, did you?
Don't you have a new house where you have to like set up the stereo and all that?
I think the first thing you had to do is set up your cable.
Yeah.
The cable guy out there the next day.
So you remember back in the day we used to set up the stereo first?
Yeah, I don't have a stereo.
What?
I watch TV like it's 1970s.
You
got to
clip in the speaker wires and,
I'm not old.
And go, I think I'm going to put this here for the best sound.
So I feel like House of Cards is so real that I don't even want to watch it because it's so real.
It's surreal.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. That's why I like watching Veep because it's so, it makes so much fun of it. I mean, I laugh so hard.
What's going on over there?
That was some. You got some spilkus in your gynecticazoids.
My spilkus in my gynecticazoid. All right, guys.
That was fun.
That was a fun show.
Thanks for inviting me.
Sorry, you're not getting a burger box.
Fuck, Jeff.
Jeff said you could share his.
Yeah, you can share.
Yeah.
I am. I'm going to come over there and eat that fucking thing.
Before we go, burger boxes. Burger boxes are your key to the deliciousness of burgers. Now listen, you go to our link, which is burgerbox, burgabox.com/pages/labyrinth. And don't worry, we'll put all this up. You get yourself a $45 trial box, which is an exclusive offer to you radios. It's normally $65, okay? So go ahead, get there. Go there. You know what? You guys stall for me. I'm going to go to Burger Box. I'm going to tell you what they got.
And look at the pictures, and you'll be drooling.
It was like buffalo macaroni and cheese.
Mustard on it, mayonnaise.
Let me tell you about the first box I clicked on here. It's called the All-American Feast Kit. This is what you get, okay? And on their website, it says it's the undisputed champion of hamburgers and an American classic. You get a Boston Burger Company famous four-cheese mac and cheese, loved by Guy Fieri. Garlic Parmesan specialty wedge fries. They're sent from heaven.
Oh, I like the wedge fries, yeah.
Two each. You get two of each of these, two servings. 8-ounce All-American Burger, 80-20 certified Angus beef, bacon, barbecue sauce, creamy blue cheese, American cheese, lettuce, tomato. You get 2 pounds of macaroni and cheese. You get a pound of garlic Parmesan wedge fries. You get an 8-ounce side of Boston baked beans. An 8-ounce side of homemade coleslaw. The box feeds 2. I bet you could feed 4 people.
I would take the coleslaw and put it on the burger.
Now, I'll tell you the one that I ordered, okay? This is the one
sounds good.
That I got for me and Caitlin. It's called The Hot Mess. This battle won Rachel Ray's The Battle of the Best Burger National Competition. The Hot Mess is bacon, sweet potato fries, homemade Thousand Island dressing, dried or diced pickles, jalapeno, red onion, lettuce, and American cheese.
That is a hot mess. Mm.
You also get the 2-pound buffalo mac and cheese. It's four cheese mac and cheese, boneless chicken breast, chopped up, blue cheese dressing, and Frank's buffalo sauce, which if, you know,
yeah,
if you're, I'm not a Durkee guy. I'm all about Frank.
Are you getting that, Frank. Jeff? Is that what I'm going to be eating out of your box?
I forget which one I got. We all picked different ones so we could try a bunch of different stuff. I think I got the...
I want to eat that out of Jeff's
They have
box.
To have the same...
I think I got the what the snack WTF one.
They have to have a sense of humor because they have a 420 burger, and it's 8-ounce beef patty topped with mozzarella sticks, fried mac and cheese, onion rings, fries, bacon, golden barbecue sauce, American cheese, Pepto-Bismol and a diaper.
What? And a diaper.
Now, go to BurkaBox. We'll have the link up for you. Please show them that you support us, and then we, you know, maybe we'll get
more
cool
stuff. Yeah,
we
never ask for anything. So.
Except for Patreon. Eat good. Eat well. Good. All right, guys. That'll do it for this week. Until next week, please remember to
keep it canon.
Wait a minute. I forgot to mention our Patreons.
Oh, you were going to do it live?
Yeah, I'll drop it in later.
Hey, I got time.
Yeah, do it.
Stall.
But don't keep it canon yet.
Yeah, no.
Don't keep it canon.
keep it dangling.
Keep it.
Through Tim's hole in the basement.
Don't.
Wall.
Quite.
Hey, Tim, what's the thing you're doing on Friday with the live thing that you're doing?
What
the
live thing
with
Friday?
The doctrine?
We're going to be at Williamson Brothers Barbecue this Friday in East Cobb.
11 to 1?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to come.
Please do. Yeah. We're going to be eating barbecue and talking to people who live in the 6th District.
You're there from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m.?
No, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Are you nuts?
I thought that's what you said.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what? I changed the password and I don't remember it. So what I will do is record it on my phone and edit it in.
Okay.
We love all of you. Until next time.
Keep it canon.
I like your Applejack's necklace.
Oh, thanks.
Hello, Tim here with a big thank you to our Patreon patrons. Let's start off with Wendy Muller. Followed up by Mac Kennan, Zach Pittman, JB, Beth Van Elswick, Lou Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, hi Amber, Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, and Jose Perales. Thank you all very, very much for all your donations and for being Patreon patrons of Radio Labyrinth. You can become a patron yourself. Just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews.
Two Faces Radio.